This is for a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, my sisters and brothers from all around the world, welcome to For a Better Life. This is Arab English Radio. I hope wherever you are, you're doing well. Welcome to another session of Literature Engaged with the Religion. So we were discussing the story of Ashura and what happened in Karbala, and we talked about the literature that has been enriched with so much of poetry and stories that are so passionate and so full of emotions. These poetry are usually in the form of elegies or in the form of what they call as lamentations or something that is mournful and has got the characteristics of the tragedy in itself as well. So in the previous session, we went through a piece of a book that I introduced to you. It is Karbala and Ashura by Ali Hussein Jalali. And we said that there are plenty of incidents in this book that you could see different aspects of human nature that has been clearly outlined for you. As the reader, when you go through the pages of this book, you would see plenty much of nice features attributed to Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam. Of course, it is not just attributed, it is the truth. But through the words of an author, of a poet, who has not been there, perhaps because the writer of this book has actually gone through 14 centuries further of that incident of who's been writing this. So after 14th century, still there are some poets and writers who could do plenty much of justice to what happened there. They use their emotions, their power of writing in order to write such beautiful pieces. Well, you see, in past, the people who study literature are familiar with the idea of muses. Poets and writers believed that there are some sort of muses that would come to their help, and then through the use of those muses, through the benefit and blessing of those muses, these writers and poets would fall into a sort of a slip, and then they would write down whatever that comes to their mind. But what happens in Islamic heritage is that there is no muse, and all is the power of the writer and of the poet that has been bestowed upon him as a blessing by Allah himself. So we believe that when such beautiful words and poems and melodies come out, there must be a spiritual power behind it. Of course, God has provided these people with a sort of blessing that is not very much common for every single person. That was just a point for the poets and the writers of these sort of spiritual pieces that are full of emotion and that show you so much regarding the human nature and human essence. Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can listen to us at parstoday.com/en. If you have any suggestion, our email is englishradio@irib.ir.
So now let's go back to the piece that I read for you. It was about Shimr coming to Imam Hussein alayhi salam's camp and calling upon his relatives who are Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas and his brothers, because they had a sort of a relativity between them. So he wanted to give them clemency, and then Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas just rejected him, of course. There would be no shock that he would reject him, because he is the most loyal brother in the world. If loyalty had an image, then it would have been manifested itself in the picture of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam. Aside from his loyalty, we could see the manner of a brother toward his brother. When he has been called by Shamr, he didn't answer him at the first place because he knew that his brother is there. And of course, he had got nothing to do with that guy. So what happened is that he listened to his brother. And if it wasn't about his brother's order to go and see what he's going to say, he would have never gone out of that camp in order to have that negotiation with that guy. Of course, it was not a negotiation because this brother's point of view was totally clear and he knew where he's standing, and he would have never compromised his beliefs and his love that he had for his brother with any sort of clemencies. So he was the one who was about to back his brother up. He was the power of his brother, and he was actually the thing that brought all his army together. So he was the strength of his army. Therefore, it is very obviously that he would have never listened to that clemency sort of a thing and negotiation that happened in there. But it was just an answer to his brother's call, you know. Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked him to go, and he went there. This is not the first time that the manner of a brother is clarified. We see throughout their life, he has never addressed his brother as brother, but as just calling him by his name. Since he's his imam, he's trying to just respect him as a obedient brother who knows that his brother is the imam of every single creature in this world. So much of respect and so much of manner toward his brother shows how respectful and how full of modesty sort of a person he was. As you can see through literature, so much of these sort of manners have been passed down to us. So the literature of Ashura is not just a matter of telling you a story that happened 14th century ago. It is more of that. It is a school of thought. It is teaching you so much of things. So it is not just a mournful poem that you hear and you shed tears upon it. It is a school of thought that makes you think. It is just like enlightening every single creature in order to have insight. And through those tears that comes to your eyes, you start thinking about the truth behind the story that happened in there. As I just told you, these poets have got this spiritual power in order to share with us these spiritual point of views. So at the same time that they are so touching, so moving, and so heartbreaking, and they cause those tears to gather in your eyes, at the very same time, these poems are meant to make you think and dig deeper and go between the lines of every single part of this story and learn. Because, you know, these stories are not... In literature, we have these didactic form of writings that would teach you very much directly. But what happens in the stories like the story of Karbala is that It is not didactic in a direct way. You go through that story with all your heart, and then you get the main ideas through a journey that you already have been so emotional, and you even have tears upon your cheeks. So it happens by the way of your spirit, by the way of your soul and your heart. And that's the beauty of the literature of Asherah. So this is all the time that we had for today. Thank you for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eye. Share.